You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes, and it's actually the final day of SEC Media Days at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live at the College Football Hall of Fame. Got Bo here. Abe is in for Mike Johnson. I'm Allie Mack, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So another day, another four schools are presenting today: Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Texas A&M. Now, let's start with Arkansas. Question here is Sam Pittman in the hot seat? They've lost over 30 players from its 2024 roster to the transfer portal.
I didn't know I was working with John Freaky this morning. hot seat. It could be fired about the third game. First off, it's Arkansas is what I call it. It's Arkansas, but I like to call them Arkansas. I hope not.
You hope not, but
I think look, Arkansas is a fan base that still remembers when they were in the what was it, the Big Eight or the SWAC. I think they were in the Southwestern Conference or whatever they called it. So they probably think, yeah, they're a 10-win team every year. They're not. They're 7-8 games. They could do an 8-4 with a win over Ole Miss or an Alabama or LSU or whoever is on their schedule, because it changes. That is kind of a big team, right? I think Taylen Green can play.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his, actually. But I'm a big fan of Sam Pittman. But, you know, I don't know if Sam Pittman – I think Sam Pittman obviously cares. But I think if he got four or five games in there, like we're moving out of the way, he's like, okay, well, I've got how many million for the next couple of years? I'm good. I mean, this guy's coached a long time. And I know he loves it, but also there comes a point where you get tired of hearing about it, and you're just like, if it happens, it happens. And he's been kind of rumored for, what, a year now?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things to look at from my perspective here. I cannot believe that he wasn't fired last year. I just being honest.
I do think that Kirby Smart was being tongue-in-cheek with Andy and Randy about, oh, you can't fire coaches as quick because of the NIL. I do think there's truth to that.
He entered last year on the hot seat. They did go 7-6. They did go to a bowl game, 3-5 in conference. And you're right, Taylen Green can be electric at times. 8 rushing touchdowns, 15 passing touchdowns. Sam Pittman's an old O-line coach. This guy took 32 sacks last year. Their offensive line does not give the offense an opportunity.
Well,
right,
you have
now
to go back and watch too, and how you know, when I hear sack numbers back in the day, I would be like, terrible O-line. I'm just saying this because
I watch plenty of games where he just doesn't have time. It's not that he's holding the ball or
that's
scrambling.
That's part of it.
No,
too.
I get that, but no, he just gets bombarded, and it's Arkansas. Like, there's going to be a couple teams that we talk about today that just don't have the talent that other schools have.
They need to be 8-5 with a bowl win. Also, I know that we're talking about the Razorbacks. Y'all smell bacon?
Okay, I was just about to ask that because I'm realizing
they have had bacon in recent days, but I don't smell it yet. Maybe you guys smell that. Well, you guys are closer to the kitchen than I am.
Your smeller's broken, Abe. Dude. Like, she's literally sitting an inch from you. I smell bacon.
It smells amazing. It's making me hungry.
I mean, Allie's like, I might rethink this vegan thing altogether. Tofu.
All right, so let's talk about Kentucky. What does Kentucky have left for Mark Stoops in 2025?
First off, it's crazy because What if I told you that Mark Stoops was the most tenured SEC coach there is right now? 2013 is when he got there. He's a hell of a coach. He rubs people the wrong way. I do not like the offense that they run at times. I think it hampers them. It doesn't help them. I feel like it's too Nick Saban, Kirby Smart back in the day stuff. I think they need to open it up a little bit more and try to get a little bit more creative. They did not bring a quarterback this year. Kind of interesting. But, you know, I think Mark Stoops, though, is the perfect he's got to – I would not move away from Mark Stoops if I was Kentucky. That's just me personally. I think that you can't don't forget that you're a basketball school.
I hate to do this again, Bo. He's probably on the hot seat as well. The program is just training. He's had a very good career.
Where are you
SEC.
Going then? I get that,
but the program it's now at the point where it's trending in the wrong direction. He's missed on quarterback after quarterback. Obviously, Vandergriff didn't work out. They're going to try another transfer in Calzada this year. If that doesn't work out, I get it. He's had an incredible run at a school that, like you mentioned, is not known for football success because of what the basketball program means to that school.
If I'm running it, though, I say, hey, you need to really think about the offensive philosophy and maybe make it and open this offense up. And I would have said it going into this year to your point, and said you need to open this thing up or we're going to move on. Like we're going
to. I'm a big trend guy. I need this thing to trend back in the direction that it has because he's had some incredible runs at Kentucky where this team was like 8-4, 9-3 in years, jumping up, getting people. He's been well above what anyone thought would be accomplished at Kentucky. It has started to fall off, and if you can't stop that slide, I think you have to have the discussion.
Do you think he missed his window? Because there was a time in
– I don't think he ever approached it from – that perspective, jumping to a bigger school.
I agree, but what I'm saying is now you're –
From the question that you asked, yes.
You've been extremely successful at Kentucky, yet you have people saying you're on the hot seat, whether I'm not saying I necessarily disagree.
Right.
To me, that's the ultimate, like, man, you could have been anywhere. I thought Florida State was dumb for not hiring him years ago.
Yeah, I agree from that perspective that, yes, he had an opportunity to jump to a – school that wasn't basketball first, and I don't know if he has that opportunity anymore.
Let's move to Missouri. Is this the dark horse for 2025?
Not mine. I mean, we talked about it the other day. I'm all in dark horse-wise on Oklahoma. Missouri's got to replace a lot. In the last couple of years, they have been very, very stout defensively, and they've had playmakers on offense to go with it. The question, Bo... Prabula, the transfer quarterback from Penn State. I just don't know what he's bringing to them.
It's Brady Cook, right? That's who they replaced. That was his name.
Right. And Brady Cook, I mean, you can't outperform what you probably should be doing more than that guy did. He obviously had some incredible talent around him, right? They're also replacing Bo Luther Burden. And it's just it's some really good playmakers you have to make up for. This is another year, and they've been like this anyways. It's another year where it has to be defense first for Missouri. I think they're falling off defensively. I think they're falling off offensively. And when those things come together, I think they're due for a step back. This is a team that's been in the top 25 almost the entirety of the last 2-3 seasons.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to be there this year.
Well, Eli Drinkwitz ran – it got to the point where he ran his mouth so much, he's become like a hated figure. He might see the other side of that this year.
He might be another guy who's
window to jump.
Not hot seat, but the window where he's a hot commodity.
Yeah,
it might be starting to slip based on how this year goes.
But I think Missouri should be. I'm not saying they have been consistently, but I feel like Missouri should be a job that you don't jump ship from. I think it's a school. I think it's because to me it's a school. That could it's a football state, and it's a school that could, if they could really sustain, it's an SEC school. To me, it is what Auburn is when it's cooking. 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, and then boom, like 12-1, 12-2, right? And then in this era, that's in the SEC, that's a playoff team. If you go, especially if you go to 16 teams, they have SEC titles. So that's kind of my thought of what they could and should be. But this is one of those years where you take a step back and you don't panic and fire the coach.
Well, and
I agree he's not on the hot seat. I didn't want that to be misconstrued. But I do wonder if him as a commodity is starting to slow down.
The final team or school that we'll be presenting today at SEC Media Days is Texas A&M. Can Mike Elko get the Aggies out of the Longhorn shadow?
They're spending the money to try and do so. Now, Texas is also spending the money. Here's the good news in regards to Mike Elko. Love their backfield. Quarterback Marcel Reed, running back, senior running back Le'Veon Moss, 10 touchdowns last year in the SEC. I like what they can do from that perspective. They've got to protect Reed. He was banged up at multiple times over the course of the year last year.
Yeah, and he some of that was was because he takes off a lot.
Sure does.
Wegman's still there, and Wegman played last year a good bit and was inconsistent, but I'm pretty sure he's still there.
I don't think so.
Well, I've got him listed on here. Is there? Yeah. So I thought he had left too because of what happened, but I've got him listed as being there.
And Houston, he transferred to Houston.
Well, yeah. Thank you, ESPN, because I'm sitting here looking at him as an A&M guy.
Let me help you out. Our lads. That's the place to go for the best depth charts in all of college football.
Hashtag not an ad.
I know. I didn't find typing it up. But Marcel Reed is a guy that got injured because of the way he played.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
He was a spark, too. I think he started that game against Florida because of Wegman's injury. And I was like, what the hell? Like, this isn't supposed to.
He also couldn't throw in that game. They were just running him all over the place.
I know, but he did get better as a passer.
Yes.
What was the game that he came in and I was watching it? Was it LSU that he came in? It was a night game. I'm in a hotel room. I'm watching it, and Wegman couldn't do anything. He came in and turned the game around for them. They came back and won the game. I think it was the LSU game, and he was phenomenal. Reed. So he is a complete spark plug for that team. If he is healthy, they've got to protect him. He's also got to protect himself when he's running with the football.
Well, there is a lot going on at SEC Media Day, so we'll get some of the answers to those questions today. But coming up, we got to talk about the Terry McLaurin situation. We'll go in the huddle with that next. It is the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days, the final day of SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days. We are at the College Football Hall of Fame. I've got Bo here. Abe is in for Mike today. I'm Allie Mack. And we're going to go in the huddle in a moment, talk about the Terry McLaurin situation. He's been pretty frustrated. But first, I want to talk about the All-Star Game stuff we did not get to yesterday, because like I mentioned earlier in the show, yesterday was complete chaos here for 92.9 The Game. We had so many people stopping by, sitting down to have interviews, so we really didn't get to talk about the All-Star Game in depth. One thing I forgot to mention yesterday was about the automated ball strike system. That was in play for the game Tuesday night, and it was used four times. Three out of the four times the call was overturned. You know the umpires had to love that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I like the human element of it, of the game. I really do. Like, I'm a big proponent of the human element, and it's every sport needs human element because that's all sports are. But I do like having the ball automated ball strike system or whatever with the calls that can check it, because there are some calls and moments that are so egregious that it changes games, which changes, you know, weeks for teams, and can some ways, maybe being a little bit dramatic, alter a season.
You are not losing the human element, though, by implementing that, because you only get two challenges.
I agree.
So what happens is, you know, there's a different human element where the guy's going, hits his helmet, says, check it.
Yeah.
Check it. Or, you know, the pitcher hits his hat and says, check it. That's a totally different human element that would enter this game.
The other thing is you saw not only how effective it was, but how efficient it was. And that's what's really important. You know, obviously we're doing the United stuff, and we have VAR. Right? Oh. And it's just like it could – We had a goal scored off a penalty kick the other day 11 minutes into stoppage time because a review took 6 minutes. This took – I don't know,
Seconds, because I was sitting just, right there.
That's the biggest reason it can be implemented and work, is that it is quick.
Well,
baseball's taken a lot of steps to speed their game up. This is not, they were not going to take a step backwards for a 2.5-3 minute review. The fact that it's almost instantaneous is the biggest factor as to why I think we see it in Major League Baseball next year.
That's what drives me nuts with the NFL replay, is at times it can take forever, and you can see it, and then but they're looking for this smoking gun that
if you can't tell in 30 seconds, move on.
Well,
that's my take.
And that's when you know that it's not normally, like 19 out of 20 times it's not getting overturned when it does that.
The other thing I forgot to mention yesterday was I saw the All-Star Sipper in person. Do you remember I was talking about this last week? It's that frozen drink.
Yeah.
It's normally in the bat-shaped tube. And I have a theory. If you drink a sugary alcoholic drink like that, you are most likely to get in a fight that night, some kind of argument. Something's going to happen.
You have the bat then.
But so people had the All-Star Sippers the other night. It wasn't just the glass that was a star. Bo, Abe, it was a chain. It was a straight chain that you were wearing around you.
Yes. That you're drinking out of a chain?
Yes, you were drinking out of a chain the other night. It was so cool.
What would you rather have in a fight, Bo? The plastic bat or a plastic chain thing that you could swing nunchuck style?
The plastic chain thing. You could even like maybe choke someone if you had to with it.
It might snap.
Hold on. You think it's going to snap then, but if you like use it as a nunchuck and hit somebody with it, it's just going to hold up?
Yeah, but it might only take the one hit. You only need one.
How heavy is this chain?
I love that you guys are really thinking this through, because the odds of any of this happening is very unlikely.
They're both very clearly weapons.
You've got a better chance of choking someone out than you do knocking them out with that chain.
I feel like if I was attempting to choke someone out, I wouldn't do it with a chain. I'd just go straight jujitsu style.
Yeah, you get more leverage with the chain. You can pull up on it.
You know, I can be able to sink the hooks in while also focusing on, is this chain going to snap?
Yeah, but once the chain snaps, then you can
might lose your balance.
Regardless, I feel like today and even yesterday, I mean, we've been so embedded here at SEC Media Days. There's going to be some sort of kind of a hangover for the city of Atlanta, because we've been having so much going on. It's kind of going to be a drop in momentum for a moment because we had the All-Star Game. We have SEC Media Days. Beyonce was in town. WWE was in town. And now...
I know we'll get to this tomorrow, but Yankees are in town.
That's true.
I mean, it's I get what you're saying, and I do agree.
Yeah. But,
The Yankees are a big deal. And it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Truist is going to be packed all weekend long.
Yeah. I don't know what Abe did during the break, but he got like...
Touch anything.
Notoriously louder.
Did you see me messing with it? Yeah, I had to turn him down.
All of a sudden, my ears are ringing. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, yeah, the Yankees are in town at Truist. I do think Truist just put on such a good show this week, but I could not believe I forgot to mention that the All-Star Sipper was a chain that people were drinking out of.
I wish you'd have bought one.
But, dude, that thing probably had to be like 34. I mean, that's a huge amount of alcohol, so I'm sure the price on that was quite large.
Oh, yeah. Well, those frozen drinks aren't as expensive as you think, but and they're using, well, I mean, they shouldn't be anyways. It's just a big jug that they throw the cheapest booze they can find in there.
The last time I got one of those was when Jake Owen was doing an after game concert on the field at Truist, and like I guess they had sold so many of those frozen drink bats that they didn't have the mix completely frozen, but I was just like, I don't care. I want that. So they gave me like just the liquid of it. So it was just like, I know. It was a different time. It was a different time in my life, but that's the last time I got one of those.
Syrup. Just slurping down syrup.
Oh, there's
like
some booze
alcoholic
in there too.
Syrup is what I was drinking on the field at Truist.
You ever really go back and think that like when you were a kid and you would get like the slushies? And that when you would grow up, you'd be like, I want to slush you with tequila in it or vodka in it. Because that's all those frozen drinks are.
I know.
You're just drinking alcoholic slushy. Think about that. Make yourself feel better about that. I had a frozen marg last night, by the way.
Dang.
Went to Cancun. So,
I don't need to talk myself into that. Like, we were talking off air about some of the cruises I take. If I want a daiquiri or something.
Dude, that's pretty much all you need to do on a cruise because I vacation is all about like frou-frou drinks for me. I mean, because that's I drink beer all the time. I drink vodka all the time. Like I don't want to go on vacation and drink the same thing
but
in hungry weather.
There is, you know, the conspiracy theory. Maybe I'm the conspiracy theorist because there is a conspiracy theory that they water down those drinks. So if you stick with beer or wine, you're going to get that steady buzz that you're used to.
Yeah, but
straight
also
facts.
You're drinking all day long too.
That's true.
You're drinking from like 10 a.m. midnight, 1 a.m.
That it's not what I water down. I get the job done very quickly.
I'm going to tell you something. At Cancun's, those frozen margs are not ordered down.
All right, let's go in the huddle. All right, so Commander's wide receiver Terry McLaurin, he has been pretty frustrated by contract talks recently.
It was shocking to me to see him talk that openly about the situation.
Right.
Everyone knows that he wants his money, and in my opinion, he deserves his money. But I don't remember a time, and Bo, maybe you can think of some examples where a guy is just openly talking about not, hey, I think I should be paid, but like the real troubles that he's having with the organization right now and really just being super open, super honest about not feeling valued for a team. Now, the other thing is all this goes away if they hand the contract that he hopes to get, mm-hmm. right, and all is forgiven. But this was a pretty scathing couple of minutes, those comments that he had. And this was, I believe, while he was at a charity event.
Well, it's funny for me. I remember being before it was D'Angelo Hall came over to our radio booth before Falcons-Washington game a few years ago. And when he was still doing their radio network, and he was like, he's like, watch out for McLaurin, man. He's like, he's a stud. He can play. He's our best player. And that's when they weren't very good. And the point I'm making, that was the game that Taylor Heinicke was quarterbacking for them and ended up winning. So I think it was like 22, if I'm not mistaken, or 21. My point is Terry McLaurin has been the best player on a really bad team for a long time in Washington. He's about to enter his seventh year in the league. He's had one really good season. As far as the result on the field where they're winning, and all of a sudden they're finally winning, right, in Washington, and he's like, pay me or I'm out. And I'm sitting here, and I get it. I mean, he deserves to be paid. Don't get me wrong. This guy is a perennial 1,000-yard receiver. He had 13 touchdowns last year. Ironically enough, he probably got the best quarterback play, but he's had 1,100 yards multiple times. He's only had 1 year where he didn't have 1,000 yards. That was his rookie season, and he still had over 900. And now he's like, blank you, pay me. And you would think maybe he would ride it out one more year a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl. Maybe they're a favorite in some people's eyes. And he's like, no, I want to get paid. And, I don't blame him because he deserves the money.
Yeah, and there are some sports where I'll say maybe you bite the bullet for a year or this or that. Football, to me, is not that sport. You have to get your money when you can, mm-hmm. and you just can't take that chance. If I'm Terry McLaurin – and by the way, he's also made it very clear that he wants to stay in Washington. He's made it very clear that he likes being there and wants to be part of this franchise moving forward. But, again, you just can't put that over the potential earnings. You've got to get your guaranteed money when you can.
Yeah, I just don't know where – his out is like who would they say we'll come in, bring you, redo your deal, we'll be cheaper this year and then have you next. I just don't know where that, because I think he's probably going to want a contender as well.
Well, and real quick, sticking with the Commanders for a moment, they have signed Von Miller to a 1 year deal.
Yeah, they're again, the point is they're going in. They think that they want a situational pass rusher and a guy like Von Miller. They've obviously beefed up their defensive line. That was because, you know, if you go back and you kind of – they got some interior guys still. I know they got rid of, Payne, but Allen's still there. So they've got some guys inside. They're just going for it. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. That's why this is kind of – is it really the year you want to do this? You don't want to wait 1 minute? But Abe's right. You got to get your money.
Yeah. They got Bobby Wagner now. They brought in Javon Kinlaw. They have our old buddy – Eddie Goldman hanging out there too.
He's a run stopper. Eddie Goldman was good against the run last year. I don't care what anybody says. He was the best defensive lineman against the run.
They made the move for Marshawn Lattimore as well.
A move during the year last year.
Yeah, this is correct. This is a team that is definitely going for it. The question is when it comes to Von Miller, is how much can he give you? You should not be expecting more than a 5-6 sack guy at this point.
Yeah, and real quick, I don't want to backtrack, but I know we got to get the break. But the McLaurin thing, if they're going to pay him, if they're ever going to pay him, and this is probably why he's pushing it, it's right now. Because you have a quarterback in year two of a rookie deal. He's clearly the guy. So if he's going to get paid, this is the time that he's going to get paid from this team.
Well, and I'm going to pause on In the Huddle for a moment because we do have to talk about Shamar Stewart, but I know there are a lot of tentacles to that story, so we're going to talk about that next. Also, we've got some more audio from SEC Media Days from yesterday, and we've got a mic'd up, but it's really an Abe'd up this week. Did Abe complete his 10 miles last night and truly pull an all-nighter? We will find out about that next. It's the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is here today. I'm Allie Mack, and this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get to Abe'd up in a moment because we are currently just distracted by some hydration packs that were just handed to
our,
us.
Our new good friend.
In a moment.
Matt Flynn hooked us up.
Yes, we'll tell you all about that in a moment. But first, you know, we didn't get to this story in the huddle. Shamar Stewart is possibly set to re-enter the 2026 draft. I know there are a lot of moving parts to this story, and as soon as it was brought on our show call yesterday, you guys were going back and forth, like, well, it might not happen, this wouldn't be good. What is your take on this?
So, first off, this is a red flag for me with him completely. I understand the contract thing, and I don't think he's wrong. Yeah. I think the way he's handled some of this has been wrong. I absolutely despise when he brought up Trey Hendrickson's name and his own stuff, and I thought that was a red flag for me, as if he's my team, as my teammate or as a fan, because you don't it just y'all aren't the same. In no way your situations are the same. In no way should you mention another person's situation. I didn't like it when Brett Favre did Javon Walker back in late 90s, early 2000s, or whenever it was. That said, the red flag for me is I'm going to go work out at Texas A&M in their weight room or whatever, and I'm going to put out these threats. I just think this is the Bengals are a cheap organization to begin with. They handle things wrong, and I'm not taking the team side on this at all. What makes me think, though, is like, okay, you're going to try to re-enter the draft. You're going to try to go to back. I don't know if you can even go back to college football. I'm not sure if NCAA rules allow that.
Not directly. You have to get permission or a waiver or whatever it is.
I've also read that the Bengals would still own his rights in some ways and still have negotiating rights, and he wouldn't just become – go back into the draft pool. There's a lot of conflicting information with this whole thing, but my number one thing is, Jamar Chase sat out a year and then came into the NFL and was phenomenal, but he was also like a sophomore. After his sophomore season, he sits out, right? And so he just didn't play his junior year. But every time a guy has fought with the NFL or fought with a higher power like college football, I mean, you can go through it. With the first Mike Williams, right? There's like 19 of them that played wide receiver. But the one at USC, I think, is what I'm talking about. The Maurice Claret stuff. Like, it always ends up these guys never pan out. Because when these things arise and it gets so badly, it almost always the number one thing is it's football is not the main thing. And the love of the sport, and it's just a money thing. I get you have to make money. I'm not saying that. It just they always pan out the same way, Abe.
Yeah, a couple of things here. According to Yahoo Sports, the Bengals would hold his rights up until, this is if he's able to enter the 2026 draft. He'd have to sit out the entire season and all that. If the Bengals don't reach a deal with Stewart before next year's draft, he can re-enter the 2026 draft. Any team but the Bengals would be eligible to select him in that situation. That's separate of going back to college, though. That's a different discussion.
Yeah, if he goes back to college altogether, I think if he was able to go back to college, I think they would have the negotiating rights or something.
At least through next year's draft.
Yeah.
But look, the funny thing to me is from an optics perspective, because I don't disagree with anything you said about does he love the game and could this guy be a bust, and all that's fine. I'm not here to make predictions to bury this kid. But to me, he was in a position where he was winning the battle from an optics perspective. Everyone was on the team. Why are you trying to put in language that no other pick has had, something you've never done in your organization's history? All of this show right now is turning against him, in my opinion, where some people are, and there's still going to be a lot of people who are blaming the Bengals, because you're right, they are a cheap organization, and this is something they would do. No one else in the NFL would be playing it out this way. But it does feel like there are plenty of people now who are starting to be like, all right, man, is this kid a problem or not? What's going on? I don't know if I necessarily felt that way a week ago.
I think, well, for me, the worm turned when the Hendrickson thing came, because that was when I was like, what? Why are you giving an interview in the locker room?
Yeah.
And I know how he – I know what he was trying to say. I just – again, I'm one of those – there are things you do and you don't do. And there are, like, written in ink rules.
Yeah, I wanted to chalk that up to a frustrated rookie who maybe hadn't learned yet and didn't know any better, but I agree with you. But this last week of going to Texas A&M and putting on a show, essentially, and essentially trying to use it as a, hey, look, I'm considering this path forward, a lot of people have turned on him.
And I go back to watching – when Mike Johnson and I were watching, like, his tape and his film,
he was a guy that was in the discussion for a lot of fans here.
Yeah. But he was a guy that his teammate Nick Skowerton, like stood out as far as the effort and how he played and his want to own film that you could see. And the speedy play with – and Shamar Stewart didn't play with the same. It was very similar to me with Jalen Walker and Mykael Williams. And I know and now you find out – and, of course, you watch those two and you watch how they both play. And the one guy plays with his hair on fire and the other guy doesn't. Comes to find out Mykael Williams was very banged up with that ankle all year. But Shamar Stewart did not have anything like that. And I just didn't even think he was the best player on his own team's defensive line. And Shamar Stewart.
One thing I want to get to, I want to pivot a little bit, because it is 7:50 in the morning, and right now Abe's eyes are wide awake, but he was saying yesterday that he was going to be pulling an all-nighter. We got to get into it in Mic'd Up / Abe'd Up this week.
Mic'd Up, Abe'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta area locations. Obviously, after the show yesterday, I went home and prepped. I had pregame and postgame duties for Atlanta United. And so we got out of the Benz somewhere about 11:15. I get home, walk the dog. And at the stroke of midnight, I head out on the run that I told you guys I was going to go on. Could have taken the easy route and gone to sleep at that point, but who knows if I actually would have been asleep.
I love how you call it the easy route and not the sensible route.
Yeah, that too. That's
the thing
fair.
Like, hey, doctors tell you to do.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that.
Your verbiage is churching
but
you up.
But what's more sensible than
hero.
Trying to do a long run when the sun is not out in Atlanta? Because that's where a lot of this comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I left Chipper after a walk, and I headed out there at 12:03 a.m.
Was Chipper confused?
Yeah, it was the middle of the night for her. So.
But, I mean, like, you just took me for a walk, and now you're leaving? Where are you going?
I think she was more confused when I got home and then took her for one more walk immediately. I headed out, and it was supposed to be an easy run. I wanted to go – I have problems starting slower. And so I wanted to try and start slow. My first 2 miles, 9:47, 9:41, hit an uphill, went 10:05, then back to 9:43, 9:45. And then it got in some trouble, and the water stops added my time. Do you stop your watch, by the way, Allie, when you're running, if you stop
for water?
Yeah.
I have an automatic pause feature.
Okay.
So
mine has that feature. I don't have that turned on. I don't stop it, so my mile times are a little elevated.
To know what it's going to be like in a race.
Yeah.
You want to know that time.
And so it was a little wonky. I was hoping to do 11 and a half. Well, I made the decision, like, 5 miles in, like, what route am I going to take for the next group of miles? Mm-hmm. And so I ended up going a different route. I was going to try and go about 11 and a half, but the GPS told me I would have to add on. And so I went 11.1 miles yesterday, this morning, tonight, but whatever time it was.
Side note, I'm very proud of Abe right now because I've asked him before, like, what was your split time? What was that? And he's like, well, I don't track anything.
Well, I just got the watch.
Yeah, he just got the watch, as we talked about this week. But this data that he's like, mining through right now has not been a thing
only going to make him more ridiculous.
Well, the other thing is, and you know this, I assume, because you probably know more about the metrics than me, it's supposed to be a zone 2 run. I was in zone 3 way too often.
Yep.
So I either got to slow it down more.
I think there's a...
It's just how much your heart's beating, man.
Okay. Here's the deal. There's a lot of people that don't know it. Dude, there's a lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think what people would understand that he's talking about is he was running at midnight in Atlanta.
It was 79 degrees.
That's insane.
Felt like 84 according to the numbers. I get home. I take Chipper for a walk. I chug some Pedialyte, and then I shower. And you're welcome for that. I didn't have to.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad you showered for us. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
I started watching Netflix. I kind of laid down. I think officially I probably did fall asleep for maybe 20 or so minutes.
Power nap.
My watch did not pick me up as being in a sleep mode. So officially, according to Garmin 255, I did not sleep at all last night.
Yeah, but it also told you need to go for a run today. So
yeah, I don't know what that's about.
It'll learn.
Me a morning report and suggested like 45 minutes of – Yeah, we're not doing that.
It will learn you as time goes on.
We're not doing that.
But I do qualify this as an all-nighter, even though you got a little bit of a power nap. Thank goodness you did. They do say those are they will truly reinvigorate you. I think 20 minutes does not make...
You know what's reinvigorating right now is this Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. Delicious.
They have probably had to buy more stock of that this week at SEC Media Days because Abe Gordon has been in the building taking all of the Dr. Pepper strawberry cream, zero sugar, long title for a soda. How are you feeling right now, though? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, Bo, you know this. You've heard me. When I get on the radio, I'm such an energetic person that it's only going to set me up for like a hard crash. Like, it's going to be a hard crash later today.
But, yeah.
But on the show, like, I'm amped up. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah. And you, I never doubt that you're going to turn your microphone on and be loud and energetic.
I'm bringing it.
Which is probably the same thing about, people probably say the same thing about me. That was like yesterday. Allie was the one that put in the all-nighter because she went to the All-Star game, stayed for the entire thing, the swing off and all. And I was like, yeah, I just went to bed at 10 o'clock last night. I was like dragging yesterday until the chaos started, and then I was like, I'm ready to go. Shout out to Ken. Let's go.
Oops. I know.
Like, so everybody has their own thing that like fires them up or makes their blood flow.
Adrenaline was pumping. Well, coming up, we're going to be joined by Senior Bowl Executive Director Drew Fabianich. He's going to be sitting down with us. I need to ask him about the pronunciation of something that Mike Johnson and I disagree on. It's the morning shift. He is coming up next, live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.